Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 63. Tonight a 30% chance of showers, increasing clouds with a low around 40. And on Friday, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., high near 59, breezy with east wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. And in the news for today, in a follow-up to a story we covered yesterday, Republican lawmakers held a public hearing Wednesday on a plan that would legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin, a step they described as significant even though the legislature has already adjourned for the year and the bill won't pass. Mary Felskowski, a Republican from Irma, who authored the bill, said Wednesday's hearing will set up the legislation to be reintroduced when the legislature is back in session next year. This is a hearing on medical marijuana only, Felskowski said. This is not the time nor the place to discuss recreational marijuana. That, according to a WPR report. Felskowski's bill would create a medical marijuana regulatory commission within the State Department of Revenue to oversee Wisconsin's medical marijuana program. Members would be chosen by the governor and legislative leaders from both parties. It would let physician assistants, certified advanced practice nurse prescribers, and doctors prescribe medical marijuana for patients suffering from qualifying medical conditions, the WPR report continued. Many Democrats in the legislature are supporting full legalization for marijuana, including recreational use. 18 other states, including neighboring Illinois and Michigan, have full legalization. Some Democrats were critical of Felskowski for holding a hearing on her bill after the legislature was already adjourned and the bill was already dead. Today's fake hearing gives patients false hope that Republicans plan to do anything to help them access their medicine this session and is merely a political ploy, read a joint statement from Senator John Erpenbach and Representative Dianne Hesselbein, both Democrats. A 2019 Marquette University Law School poll found 83% of voters in the state favored medical marijuana. The hearing on the plan was held on April 20th, known as 420 Day among marijuana advocates. Felskowski said she didn't realize the significance of the day when the hearing was scheduled. Again, some information for this report came in part with permission from WPR News. On Tuesday evening in Viroqua, the new city mayor and four common council members were sworn in to take their two-year terms. Justin Running will be mayor. He ran unopposed for this new position. Tanya Birka, Ward 4, Cindy Hubbard, Ward 6, and Crystal Welter from Ward 8 all won contested races, with Ward 2 Representative Gregory Splinter running unopposed, all are returning to the council. Running takes over from previous Mayor Karen Mitchell, who made a decision to withdraw from running for another term on February 22nd. Her name remained on the ballot, and she did receive a good number of votes. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.